Hey guys, it's Bella, and I know that it's been like a million years since I've posted. Everyone keeps asking for episodes, so I shall try since, you know, the weather is getting warmer and it's like I can breathe again, and also school is ending finally soon. But yeah, so I'm like never home alone. This is like the one time I am, so I will record this episode today. And also, if you hear random noises in the back, it's my dog. Today's episode, I'm gonna basically talk about how Gen Z has a problem. I noticed that there are a lot of changes within this generation compared to like millennials or even Gen X. But as someone who is a part of Gen Z, I mean, I'm really disappointed in this generation. I'm not saying everybody in this generation, like I'm not lumping them all together. I'm just saying a very large majority has a problem, or many problems at that. And I just want to talk about it because I feel like talking about it is important because there's so many things happening right now. And you guys know I do not stay silent about this shit. I have been talking about things like politics since like 2016. Like, I've been talking about this shit forever. I'm not someone who's like, oh, I lost like 9,000 followers, maybe I should stop. No, I lost 9,000 followers and I'm still talking about this stuff because I do not give a fuck. I do not care if people are offended by the things that I say. This stuff is our world that we are living in, and it directly affects everybody. Whether you want to think about it or not, it affects you. And the main problem, too, is this generation is kind of leaning towards conservatism and just, like, purity culture. Very strange, I have to say. You know, and obviously it's not all the generation, I'm just saying it's a very large majority of Gen Z, which is weird. You know, I always thought Gen Z would be, you know, would never let that happen, would never let everyone just fall into this, like, you know, fascist propaganda. But unfortunately, that's exactly what's happening, which is absolutely insane. So I'm just going to talk about that. And I'm also going to talk about the fact that empathy is something that is like a lost thing in this society. It's very lost. So let me just try to get right into it because I have so many topics I have to talk about. So obviously I've noticed that the generation has gotten a lot more conservative, and I don't think that's a good thing at all. I'm going to be straightforward with you. I think that's a very horrible thing to happen. And here's the thing is every time society falls into the trap of conservatism and fascism and stuff like that, like, nothing good comes out of it. If you take a history class, you will see that every time this happens in history, nothing good comes out of it. Absolutely nothing good. And this has happened so many times in history, like not even just in this country. But, you know, again, just talking about this country in general, every time, like even Ronald Reagan, obviously, like he basically had the same kind of propaganda as Trump, like, you know, oh, make America like it was before when it was better, you know, and it wasn't better. It was just kind of like they want racism and sexism and homophobia. They want women to just stay at home. They want segregation. They want, this is what they, you know, essentially what they want. And that's what they're fighting for. And every time this has happened in the country, I kid you not, everything would fall apart. Social unrest, the economy just completely crashing, like the Great Depression. We're basically heading towards the Great Depression once again. Surprise, surprise. Did not see that coming. Yeah, no, I did. As soon as that bastard won, I knew that we gonna be in the Great Depression. Like, we are gonna be in full recession. And, of course, that's what's happening. Every time it happens, shit goes wrong. Sorry. Every time this fascist ideology kind of like takes over, shit goes wrong. It never, like, if you just take a history class, you'll see that it never is good. And people don't understand that. And also that's why they're trying to get rid of education. They don't want people to be educated. They don't want people to learn that every time fascism and conservatism, like every time it would take over, it would never work. Nothing good would come from it. And ultimately everybody would suffer at the end. And they don't want people to know that. That's why they're trying to take away education. That's why they're banning books. That's ultimately what's happening. It's really horrible. It's genuinely really bad. We're in a really horrible time in history right now. Ronald Reagan was bad, but I mean, what Trump is doing is, I've never seen anything so horrible in my life. I've never seen, I mean, he's fully trying to become a dictator. It's just like authoritarian, like it's bad. It's just so bad. I don't know how anybody can sit through this and be like, yeah, this is like a good idea. Like I support. And that's my problem is this generation. A lot of Gen Z has failed. They have fully fucking failed. Most of them are conservative. Most of them are Trump supporters. And it's sad. Maybe it's just where I live. But mind you, I live in Rhode Island, blue state. All of New England is blue. Yet the amount of people that I've stopped talking to or just like not want to be associated with anymore because they're conservative, like it's insane to me, because it's like you would think in a state like this you would not see that. And you know, when I see people at the marches they were having, I wanted to go, but my foot has been very bad lately. I don't even think I made a podcast, but yeah, I got surgery recently on my foot, which I have to get another surgery on the other foot, so that's wonderful. My foot is in bad shape still. And that's why work is like killing me. But anyway, beside that, hopefully next time they have a march, I can go. Whether my foot is in horrible pain or not, I just really want to go. But you know, when I was seeing like the majority of people at those marches, it's old people. It's like either elderly people or it's like Gen X or millennials. Like I don't see barely any Gen Z. What the fuck is that all about? Like you would think, like, you know, I never thought in a million years that boomers, like at this rate, I've seen more woke boomers than I've seen woke Gen Z. Like what is happening? Like seriously. I'm so confused as to how Gen Z was the generation to get so caught up in the propaganda of fascism and conservatism and all that. And also, like, I see these videos of, like, these college students getting interviewed and they're like, why did you vote for Trump? And they're like, oh, you know, I liked his vibe. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you're going by vibes? Like, and also, his vibe is so evil, like, so sinister. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I just don't understand it. If you're voting on vibes, like, you should not be voting. I'm sorry. Like, that is insane. That is the most insane. I don't even have any words. But, and they can never name any policies of his. They can't. And it's funny because everybody was saying he was going to be great for the economy. Oh, he's going to make everyone rich. I saw guys literally say that he's going to send them checks every month so that they can buy houses and cars. I'm like, you guys cannot be that stupid. You cannot possibly be that fucking dumb. But I was wrong. They are that dumb. And oh, your stocks are going down, you're getting broke, and prices are going up. Wow, what a surprise. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know. People are just very uneducated and stupid. And I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it as it is, they're stupid. Because, you know, Kamala literally, like, warned everybody what Trump would do. She warned you guys, and you didn't listen to her because she's a woman, a black woman, you know. And nobody, I guess we live in a society where it's still like, oh, I will only listen to the rich white man. Like, that's unfortunately where we're still at. I didn't think we were still at that. You know, I did not think that we would be regressing this bad. I thought we would be progressing, but instead we're regressing. Things like DEI is something that's super demonized also, which I do not understand. And here's the thing about DEI. You know, it was created to give more opportunities to, you know, people of color and women and, you know, the LGBTQ community. Not because, you know, people are like, oh, they're getting these jobs they don't deserve. No, it's because a lot of these places simply do not hire people because they're a woman or because of their skin color, because that is old-fashioned or whatever mindset. Basically, it's not old-fashioned. It's just racist, sexist, homophobic mindset. And it's ingrained in these people that are hiring for these companies. And the DEI thing, you know, it's not giving people who don't deserve it a job. It's giving people an opportunity despite the fact that, you know, they're a part of minority groups that usually don't get chosen for jobs because, again, because of the fucking, you know, fascist mindset that a lot of people still hold in their decision making when hiring. That's why, you know, it was to give opportunities. And it's funny seeing MAGA women, whatever. A lot of them were surprised when they got fired from their jobs because they're like, oh, wait, like, no, like, I'm one of you. I'm one of you. You don't fire me. Like, no, but you're still a woman. It doesn't matter that you're a white woman. And guess what? It shows, actually, in the research that white women are the ones who actually benefited the most out of DEI. So you just screwed yourself over. Like, bitch, you literally just ruined that for yourself. It's no one does research, no one cares, no one listens or reads or does anything, so they wouldn't know that. But they actually benefited the most out of that. Because guess what? You are still a woman. It does not matter if you're white. They will still discriminate because of your gender. I don't think you understand that. That's why when I see signs that say, like, women for Trump, women for Trump, I'm like, you are the dumbest bitch ever. I'm sorry. Like, you have to be kidding me. You absolutely have to be kidding me. It's literally like saying, like, deers for hunters. He does not want to help you. He is a rapist. He's the worst fucking, like, there's no beneficial, there's just nothing. There's nothing he's going to do for you. And, you know, it's crazy how people actually think that just, like, again, these women think that just because they're white, oh, no, I get to keep my job. No, actually, you're a part of DEI. You are a part of it because you're a woman. And because we live in a society that is so deeply misogynistic that, you know, when the rise of fascism and conservatism is there, they also hate you because you're a woman, whether you like it or not. So yeah, that's that. Them demonizing diversity is something that is so just, it really, like, it kills me inside. It really does. Because again, like I've said before, America should be a country where diversity is, you know, celebrated, instead of, you know, dismantled, basically. That's what they're trying to do, is dismantle it. I feel like a lot of people, like, especially, like, I remember, oh my God, like, there was this guy, one that I ended up ending things with as soon as that motherfucker came out as a super conservative, because hell no. And one of the things that he was arguing, the last argument before I was like, yeah, fuck you, was saying that DEI is destroying the country and that Kamala Harris was a DEI hire. That is insane. That is the most insane shit. I literally was like, there is no fucking way this person is serious. So saying that she's a DEI hire, is ultimately just racist, sexist, that, you know, ideology. That's basically what it is, because the woman has worked in literally every branch of the government. She has years and years of experience. She was, you know, governor. Like, I don't understand how anyone could possibly say she's a DEI hire when she has had more experience than probably, like, any other candidate. Seriously, I don't know how people can say that with a straight face. Meanwhile, the man who won is a washed-up reality star that has bankrupted every business he's ever owned, including a casino. So how does this guy have more experience? I'd like to know. He has no experience. He is not qualified at all. And another thing that sparked this weird conservative agenda is another form of propaganda that happened around the Industrial Revolution. So basically the whole, like, oh, the ideal family is a mother who stays home and cooks and cleans for her husband, stays with the kids and just pops out kids every year, and a dad that just works and provides and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Again, I'm not trying to offend anyone saying any of this. I'm just saying that this is fully just propaganda from the Industrial Revolution. They created that as an image because the middle class, you know, they wanted to kind of, this is when media became like, you know, more popular and stuff like that. And they were trying to make the middle class, which at the time the middle class was more like upper class, but again, it doesn't matter. They were trying to kind of sell a lifestyle of the upper class to the middle class. They were trying to say like, oh, you want to seem like upper class? Well, live a life like this. This is what upper class people do. And that's basically that I just told you, that like traditional family, white picket fence thing. That's all propaganda. That was not, that literally was propaganda from the Industrial Revolution that has been ingrained in every generation's brain as the ideal life. And hey, if you want that life, like whatever, but don't force it onto other people. And you voting for that orange bastard, that is you forcing your lifestyle on other people. Me personally, I do not want that life. I do not. First of all, I never want children ever in my life. No. And I also would like to have my own job. Me personally, again, you don't have to agree with me. I think it's important for women to have a income of their own. And not be trapped with a man who makes all the money and has the house to his name and has everything to his name. And God forbid something happens where he cheats on you or divorces you and you're stuck with your children with no money and no education and no job. What the fuck do you do then? That's what I'm trying to talk about. And here is how that propaganda from the Industrial Revolution has somehow resurfaced now in 2025. This whole trend of the trad wife is going on right now. People are falling for it, and it is very just, like, insane to see people fall for. I'm sorry, I have to keep taking a break to, like, drink water. My voice keeps getting, like, fucking... But it's crazy to see, because that lifestyle, like that propaganda that was used to make people believe if they live that life, they would be living this upper class lifestyle, is somehow all these years later has come back in the form of a trad wife. Now, on TikTok, I see a lot of videos about the whole trad wife lifestyle. And I'm going to tell you guys a little secret, because some of these people who make trad wife content, I know them. And I'm going to tell you this not as a way to hate on them. I don't want to start any beef, but they come from money. Their husband comes from money and they come from money. So if God forbid their husband left them and they had no job, no source of income, whatever, they have a rich family. They have a rich family. They come from money. And obviously they make money on TikTok too, but that's not enough to, you know, make a living. At least, I mean, maybe it is, but just saying, if anything happened to them, they have a rich family to fall back on. They have families that own multiple businesses and come from a lot of money, okay? Like, they never struggled a day in their life. They've always had money. So these rich people are trying to sell you this lifestyle and show you how glamorous it is, when in reality, the thing is, if something bad happened where, you know, they're doing this thing where they're just, you know, oh, I just cook and clean for my husband and do nothing all day but go to Pilates and fucking clean the house and cook and go shopping and, you know, use his money. They make it seem like this lifestyle that's so glamorous. But in reality, if you were living this life and you had no job or anything, and now some of these people do have education, so that does help them. But they have no job. So if, again, you have no source of income and you do not come from money like these people do, and you set yourself up in a situation where you're basically trapped with a man, everything is under his name. He is the only one making income. And say you have children with him, whatever. And everyone's like, oh, well, what if he never cheats on me? What if everything goes great all the time? Yeah, great. But you have to think of these other instances. Because you could end up homeless. You could end up in a very bad situation by yourself. And I'm only saying that because personally, I have seen this. I've seen people in my family who do not come for money and end up with a man that is either abusive or just a horrible person or broke or this or that. Just not very good scenarios. And they are trapped with them because they have no income, they have no education, they have nothing. They cannot leave. They are stuck in this situation where they're stuck with, you know, an abusive man, or just a horrible man at that. And they cannot leave the marriage because they have nothing to their name. I don't come from a very rich family. So the thing is, it's not like, you know, there's a lot of family members I wish I could help. I wish I could help desperately, you know, get their own place and leave these men. But I can't do that because I'm struggling. And then everyone else in my family is struggling. It's just a struggle. It's a fucking cycle of struggling. But, you know, again, I see these people in these situations and their life is miserable. They are miserable because they can't leave, because they put themselves in a situation where they have no income, they have nothing to their name, they don't have education, they have nothing, and they are stuck in a horrible situation for the rest of their life. So that's why I think it is better to have, especially in this economy, two incomes. That's just me. That's just an opinion piece. I wanted to talk about this because the whole trad wife thing coming back as a trend is once again a form of conservatism taking over the media and making Gen Z more conservative. It's all propaganda. That is what that is. It literally started as propaganda. The whole, you know, traditional family, blah, you know, quote unquote traditional family. It was all propaganda to make people think if you live this life, then you would be living in luxury and you would be seen as upper class. It's still happening. It is still happening, and Gen Z has fallen for it once again. Remember, a lot of those girls you see on TikTok who live this glamorous life as a trad wife are already rich. They already come from money. If the relationship ends up failing, they have money to fall back on. Does not matter. They won't end up homeless. They will be fine. That is not the situation for most people, especially now. And I like to remind people that they are closer to becoming homeless than they are to becoming a billionaire. People seem to not want to understand that. Like, I think about it too, how terrifying it is, because if I didn't have parents who allowed me to live at home still while I'm in school and I'm trying to find a career, I would be homeless. I would absolutely be homeless. That's not an overstatement. I would. And I'm grateful to have parents who are here to help me, because I would be on the fucking street. Honestly, I fear that I will not even find a job that will pay enough to have my own place. Because again, you need two incomes. I don't know how it is everywhere else. I know Texas, like places like that, are cheap as fuck. Where I live in Rhode Island, it is expensive as all living hell to live. You would never expect it. Small estate, but no, it's so fucking expensive, I cannot even begin to explain. Like, when I look at rent prices in an area that isn't horrendous, $3,000 to $4,000 a month. Where the fuck am I getting that money from exactly? And I don't think I'm ever at this rate finding a boyfriend. So living on my own, I don't think is gonna happen with how the prices are around here, but whatever, that's a different conversation. But that's basically what I'm trying to say, is that people like to, you know, diss homeless people and, oh, why is there so much homeless people? Like, it's because it's not very hard to become homeless in this economy or day and age. Like, it's very easy to become homeless. Unfortunately, it really is. You're like, nobody is that close. Unless you're like one of the elites, you are not close to becoming a millionaire or billionaire. Like, it is not that easy. People seem to think it is. It's not. People need to humble themselves, but whatever, that's that. So yeah, that's another thing that is making Gen Z more conservative. Another thing I think has to do with this, which I actually did not even see this coming. I didn't realize that that was like an indicator, but again, I mean, I'm just, you know, it's realizing things. Not to sound like Kylie Jenner, like realizing things. Like, no, but I am. So, the whole old money style. Now, I thought it was just like a cute style that was like Ralph Lauren vibes, whatever. That also was an indicator of this whole rise of conservatism. I didn't even realize that. the whole wanting to look clean and beige colors and slick backs, you know, the slick back ponytails with not a lot of makeup. That is a way, again, to bring in this conservative thing where everything has to be very posh and very clean and very the same. You know, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but kind of like conforming, that's the word I'm looking for. You know, people make fun of the 2020 style, and I agree that a lot of the outfits during that time were not the best. But when you realize that they're making fun of that because it was a time where people were kind of getting out of their comfort zone, they were at home, they were experimenting with fashion and style and their own self, and everyone was kind of like doing their own thing and was different. That is what conservatism wants to take away. So that is how those two things correlate. You know, obviously, if you have that, you know, that's just a style you like, and you're like, oh, well, I'm not conservative, though. Like, I just like that style. I'm not saying that it's a horrible thing. I'm just saying that that also had, you know, kind of like headway into this whole conversion of into conservatism that Gen Z has taken somehow. That's just how I'm saying they're correlating, because they don't want people to be different. They don't want people to stand out. They want everyone to be the same. So that's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, here's the thing is I really don't understand how everything, again, I really do think that, like, Trump or so, like, I feel like he is, like, Loki the devil. I don't know. Like, ever since he came into the political world, everything has gone to hell. You know, before him, I remember everyone was a lot more progressive. I remember 2015 is when I started high school, which is insane that that was 10 years ago. I feel like an ancient artifact. I feel so fucking old. But anyway, yes. So I started high school in 2015. And the seniors at that time were the most progressive people. I loved them. They were my only friends because I did not like the people that were my age, which, again, I guess this has to do with the whole rise of conservatism and, you know, Gen Z. I don't know if they're considered millennial or like older Gen Z, whoever graduated high school in 2016, I think they graduated. I don't know. I'm trying to remember. But anyway, they were the most progressive people. They were all like for Bernie Sanders. They were all for LGBTQ rights. They were all for feminism. They were all for this, and they were all for Black Lives Matter, you know, and I thought, like, this was a good thing. Like, this was what this generation was going to be the voice of, is equality and, you know, change and progression. Like, that's what I thought was going to happen. And the absolute opposite happened somehow. I don't know why, but I do think it is because of Trump. As soon as he came in 2016, that's when everything started going backwards. And everything was bad. Everything was just getting very bad. And now we're at a point where it is, I mean, it's very bad. I mean, I can't even sugarcoat it. It's very bad. And I really had this vision of Gen Z being the more progressive generation. And that is not what is happening. They have all fallen into the trap of fascism once again. Which is really sad, but that's ultimately what's happening here. You know, and I see a lot of people make a lot of homophobic, you know, remarks or very racist jokes or sexist jokes. Like, a lot of stuff that I am very shocked by because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on? What is going on? Another problem with Gen Z that I want to mention is the lack of empathy. And the whole, I'm only in it for myself. Why should I care about other people? I don't owe anybody anything. That mindset is dangerous and toxic. And that is what is destroying this generation, is the lack of empathy. You go on TikTok and see any of the comment sections and it is horrendous. Horrendous. If you look at the comment section of someone who's maybe not conventionally attractive, the comments, I can't believe these people are real. I'm going to be honest. I don't know who raised this generation. It's just, wow. It's very shocking and disturbing, the way people talk to people they don't even know. And the thing is, I would say it's just an internet thing, but it's not. When I, you know, you guys know when I was in high school, what I went through, I still have the PTSD from it today. And it sucks. People really tormented me for doing my own thing and wearing different stuff and doing influencer stuff, which cough, cough. Now all those bitches are doing the influencer thing that they made fun of me for. So anyway, I thought it was just that group of people in my state that went to that school that had no source or form of empathy in any way, who were just evil, degenerate people. But no, I guess that's a generational thing, because people lack empathy and they lack any feeling or emotion for other people. And they think like, I don't know, I don't owe anybody anything. I don't owe you this. I don't owe you that. And it comes to a point where it's like, it's a very dangerous mindset to think that like, you don't owe anybody respect at all. Like, and to just be a horrible, rude person all the time. Like, there's no point in that. It's very sad. It's very sad. You guys obviously did not grow up with Sesame Street. Like, no, you guys did not grow up with that. Like, and the thing, and that's another thing, is the fact that they're trying to get rid of Sesame Street and like PBS Kids. I loved PBS Kids when I was a kid. It was the most comforting channel. The shows all had such a warmth to them. And I now realize that's why they're trying to ban it, because those shows would teach you empathy and, you know, accepting others and, you know, things like that, like things that, you know, shouldn't be like a problematic thing, you know, like I just like, even like when people get mad about diversity, it's like, why are you so angry and full of hate? Like, it's just sad. It really is sad. And that's the thing, is it's a generational thing. This generation is very, it lacks empathy and it lacks anything. And that's also why dating is so hard, you know, like, oh, like I meet guys that just have no, like, there's just no emotion to them. They're just very emotionless and like, just, like dark, not dark, but like, well, yeah, like kind of dark, because like, they don't care about anyone or anything. Like even that guy from the summer that like screwed me over so bad, like, and it was all part of his plan as like a way to make me fall for him. And then he left me. Like, apparently someone said that, like someone I knew said that they knew him, and that's a thing he does, because he enjoys basically emotionally destroying women, which is evil. I don't know how anybody gets off on this stuff. But again, these insane mind games and the whole wanting to emotionally destroy people, like, I don't understand that. Maybe it's because I was raised differently, but that is so horrific, knowing that that's a trend right now. It's scary. It's a very scary time we're living in. And I mean, the fucking guy who won the presidency over here, I mean, he is literally the, like, he does not care about anybody but himself. And that's why it's so funny how he has this, like, cult, like the MAGA cult, like, which I've never seen anything more disturbing, honestly. Like, the fact that this guy has a cult, like fucking Charles Manson, like, it's creepy. Like, they act like he's like their god. Like, it's fucked up. He does not care about them. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. And it's so funny how these people think that he cares about them. Like, he has no anything, no empathy, no sympathy, no soul. He has nothing inside of him. He is just in it for him and his billionaire friends. That is all he cares about. I don't understand how that has taken over the country. We could have had a woman who cared about the people and wanted to help the people. But no, I don't understand the mindset of choosing a man who does not want to help you. Like, again, this just shows how, you know, bad the whole sexism and racism is in our country right now, because they literally hated her so much because she was a black woman. And they would make excuses like, oh, she laughs too much. God forbid a woman have a soul. God forbid a woman just like has, you know, is a happy like person that wants to laugh. Like, oh no, she's laughing. Like, how is that bad? How is that like evil? Like, what is happening? The fact that joy is the reason that, you know, one of the excuses people made for not voting for her, that, I mean, my God. And you know what? Here's another thing, is the whole, people kind of like said that she's out of her mind. She's crazy. And again, that's history repeating itself. Back in like, I'm trying to think of the time. I might be wrong. I'm not good with time periods. Probably like the 1800s. But honestly, even in the early 1900s, women were put into mental asylums for the most insane reasons. I literally read an entire article about this, and I was just like, I was just appalled by it. But it seems like that's the direction we're heading into. Women were institutionalized for not wanting to have kids, for not wanting to get married, for questioning authority, but also being disobedient to their husband. I kid you not. If they questioned their husband or were, you know, didn't want to be with them, blah, 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 like they would be institutionalized just for that, just for being disobedient. If they were assertive, strong, if they wanted to be independent, they were institutionalized. And these weren't just any institutions. They were asylums where they abused these women and did experiments on them and did horrible, horrible things to them. It was a very dark time. And it's sad, but I have a fear that that is coming back. Because the fact that people thought that Kamala Harris was a crazy woman because she laughed. Do you guys not see what's happening? Like, again, like, this is bad history repeating itself. It's terrifying. It's fucking terrifying because, again, you know, that was the thing that happened in history. A lot of people think that it won't happen again, but they're already taking away our rights. People think, like, oh, them banning abortion in some states, like, that's not going to do anything. No, they're fully taking away our rights to our own bodies. Luckily, it's not every state, but it shouldn't be in any fucking state. It should be something that has, you know, it shouldn't have been overturned. Roe v. Wade should not have been overturned. And it was. Why? Because of the conservatives. People like to call themselves pro-life. And that is bullshit. That is bullshit. You are not pro-life. You have a birth fetish. Get mad at me, I don't give a fuck. You don't care about human life because you don't care about the life of the mother or the woman that is, who does not want to have the child. You don't care about their life. You don't care about the children who are being deported and ripped apart from their families. Innocent children are being deported and ripped apart from their families because of the color of their skin, okay? You don't care about those children. You do not see them as human beings. So how are you pro-life? You don't care about the children in foster care. You don't care about the children who can't afford to, you know, eat at school. And you want to take away free lunch from children. You want them to starve. You don't care. You do not care about any of this. So how are you pro-life if you don't care about the living children that are alive right now? You care more about a clump of cells than you do about a living child or a living person. Like, that is why pro-life is not a thing. That is not real. Seriously, pro-choice people are the real pro-life people because they care about actual life. Wanting to control women and what they do with their bodies and their lives is not pro-life. That is just wanting to take control over women. That's essentially what that is. You don't have to want to get an abortion. You don't have to even like abortion. You don't, it's not something to like. It's just be like, let people do what they want with their body and their life. That is another thing I do not understand, is why do you let that affect you? Why do you let what other women do with their lives affect you in any way, especially if you're a man? Like, why the fuck, like, are you trying to take control over what a woman you don't even know? whether you know them or not. That is not your body. That is not your life. Like, pregnancy is something, again, I don't want to talk about it because I have a fear of it. I fear it with everything and everything that's happening right now, how they want to force people to give birth. Like, don't even talk about it. Like, I'm terrified right now. I want to move out of the country. I'm in fear every day. I have just a very bad fear. And there's a lot of people who do suffer from that same phobia. But it is a traumatic experience on both the women's mental health and physical health. It can kill a woman. Some women may die during pregnancy, or if there's things going wrong during the pregnancy and they need to have an abortion. And if they don't, they will die. So you don't care. You do not care. Or rape victims. Do you really want someone to give birth to a child that they were forced into? Like, it just, I don't understand this whole fucking, you know, mindset of wanting to control women. I it's sickening. And you don't have to agree with abortion. Just don't take it away from women who need it or want it. Because again, it has no effect on you. You don't have to get an abortion if you don't want to. But why stop other people from choosing what they do with their bodies in their lives? And that's the thing, is there are no laws, you know, restricting a man from doing what he wants with his body, but there are laws restricting what women do with their bodies. Like, I don't think people understand how traumatic it is, men especially, do not understand how traumatic it is to give birth to another human being. Okay, that is a lot of trauma on your body and your mind. Also postpartum depression, like everything, that there's just so much I can get into. Enforcing someone who doesn't want that to go through that is the most evil, sickening thing I can think. Like, it's just, it's evil. That is essentially what it is evil. Why should it affect you? I hate those people that are so against it, they want to fucking ban it everywhere. It's just, why do you let something that does not affect you so bad, you want to take that right away from women who need it? It just makes no sense to me at all, at all. It's sickening. It really is sickening. If you tell me you're pro-life, which again, I don't think you're actually pro-life. You do not give a fuck about the lives of anyone. You just care about fertilization, basically. That's all you care about. I will not talk to you. I don't want to be around you. You're weird. that's basically what it is. Because again, you know, taking the right to choose away from women is just sickening. I don't even know another word to say, because again, it's not your body. It's not your fucking choice. So that's that. That's what's happening too, is the fact that, and again, there's more propaganda on TikTok where people are against birth control. And I know that a lot of birth control, some of it can give you bad side effects, blah, blah, blah. But the whole, like, wanting to get rid of birth control, again, what the fuck? Like, they want to ban that too. It's like, no, 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 you're not taking that shit. No. Like, I feel like that also kind of like leans into the whole health pipeline on TikTok. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be healthy, but it has turned into a far right wing kind of thing on TikTok. Like eating raw meat and raw milk and hating on veganism and being like, oh, you know, I like to eat raw meat and raw milk, and that's what a real woman should be. Like, it's just weird. It's just weird and creepy. And the whole, like, you know, eating disorders are rampant right now. And people love to say that I'm promoting eating disorders. I will never and have never promoted eating disorders. I've never had one. Were there times where I was skinnier than I am now or super skinny? Yes. I don't know how I even got to that point. I'm gonna be honest. People ask, they're like, oh, like, you were so skinny in like 2021. Like, what happened? Like, first of all, bitch, shut up. Second of all, I could not tell you. I was actually eating more than I am now because, not to be TMI, but I formed a lot of stomach problems throughout the years because it's genetic, unfortunately. So I'm suffering every day, but, there's a lot of foods I can't eat anymore or else I'll be sick for days. So I was actually eating more before and I was like at my skinniest. So again, I am not I have never and will never fucking promote eating disorders. Do not associate me with that. It's enough, like, people associate me on these disgusting eating disorder forums and use my name, and it seriously is such, like, a violation of my own, like, it makes me really upset. I don't like that. But anyway, eating disorders are rampant right now. They're trending, you know, people saying, but I eat in a day, and it's like a fucking peanut. Like, this all has to do with this far right kind of, like, you know, take, and I say that in quotes, on health. RFK Jr. is one of the most insane. again, man's got worms for brains, and people are taking his advice on health. He eats roadkill. I could not make this shit up. I feel like I'm in a goddamn, like, show. I feel like I'm in a fucking show. I feel like I'm in Idiocracy. I don't know where I am, but I'm in hell. I don't know what's happening. And again, they want to ban birth control, and birth control should never be banned, ever. Because not only, again, are you taking away the choice for women to not have children, which they want to force everyone to have children now, if you guys didn't hear that they want to start giving $5,000 to people who have 6 or more kids. First of all, that sounds like a nightmare. Second of all, $5,000, if you think that's going to cover 6 kids in this economy or any economy, you are brain dead. Anyway, oh my God, like, I just feel like everything I'm talking about doesn't even feel real. It sounds like a goddamn nightmare, but whatever. You know, you're taking away that choice from women to be childless, which they want to get rid of that choice. But also, birth control is not only used as contraceptive. I started birth control when I was, I don't remember exactly the age, but I started it because of my heavy periods. And I'm talking about this, I don't care if it makes people uncomfortable, but it should be talked about, because a lot of people go on birth control because of their horrible periods. I know people forget that women get these horrible things called periods, but we do, we're forced to have it, and we're forced to spend, like, obscene amounts of money on pads, tampons, and stuff for something we didn't even choose to have. But whatever. Anyway, my periods were so bad, I would have to leave school early because I would leak through everything, okay? Like bad. And I had to get on birth control to alleviate some of it. And I still have horrible periods, but they're not as bad as they were before. So a lot of people go on birth control for that reason. And if you take away birth control from these people, then you will have women who have to basically be hospitalized every week. I mean, not every week, hospitalized every month for a week. That's how bad some people's periods are. That's how bad mine were. That I could not go to school. I couldn't go to work. I couldn't do anything. Well, at the time I didn't work, obviously, but I'm saying, like, I could never go to work during those periods, ever. That would be impossible for me, and impossible for a lot of women around the world, or the country, whatever. Again, I'm, like, trying to talk as fast as possible because this is a long-ass episode, but I have a lot to say. Taking that away is, again, taking away women's rights to choose. This is all together in the same thing, okay? They're trying to take away choice from women to have the life that they want, okay? And it's sick, and that's what they want. And this is basically the starting of that. People are like, oh no, like, we're equal now. We're really not, because equal pay still actually does not fully exist. Women still lose opportunities for jobs because they are a woman, especially with the, you know, they want to get rid of DEI. Now it's really going to be bad. Like, I hope I can fucking find a job after college. They want women to stay home, have a million kids, and have no career and do nothing. That is what they want. And that is what this whole conservative rise of all the trad wives and this and that, that's what they're trying to do. They don't want women to be in charge. And that is why I feel like women need to start kind of forming more ambition. And let me tell you, I know it's hard, okay? I don't enjoy working either. But find a career that you enjoy and that you like, and something, you know, I just feel like it's so important for women to be involved more in careers And, you know, say this in, like, let's put this into perspective. Like, say an entire generation, like, obviously this will never happen, hopefully, but say this whole fucking generation of Gen Z just become trad wives. They don't have jobs. You know, do you really want your OBGYN to be a man? Like, if you think, you know, all doctors will be men. All, you know, this, all lawyers will be men. Every single career will be just men. And maybe you're comfortable with that. Personally, I don't want that. That is, and it's also just not fair. It's just simply not fair. I really hope that more women in this generation choose to have a career of their own, because again, that, you know, this is exactly what the conservatives want. They want you to have no freedom. They want you to just stay home and give birth over and over and over and over again and be servants to your husband. That's, they just want you to be obedient. That's it. That is all that they want. And it's working. The propaganda is working. And like I was saying, working, it's not fun. It's not great. But if you find a career that you enjoy, then, you know, it won't be as bad, and you'll be making an income of your own, and you'll never have to depend on somebody else. Now, not everyone's going to choose that, whatever, but I'm just saying we're going to reach a place where basically where men have taken over basically every work field. And that's not good. That is not good, whether that's what you guys want or not. It's not good to have that. So that's why I feel like it's important for women to have a career of their own and to get education. I know education, it sucks. It sucks going to college and dealing with gen eds, but a lot of the classes are really interesting and, you know, informative, and, you know, it's definitely helped me become more informative on things that I wanted to learn about, but I still have 2 more years left. and I feel like most of it has been gen eds. Like math, I fucking hate math. Fuck math. I hate it. It's garbage. I hate it. And that's one of the main reasons why it took me so long to go to college, because I did not want to, you know, take math class ever again in my life after high school. And now I'm being forced to take even more. So it's very upsetting. But I'm not going to let that, you know, ruin everything I've been working for in school, because I know once I have a degree, that will be, you know, an easier way of getting a job, because unfortunately you need a bachelor's degree for most jobs and like marketing and business and stuff like that. And I just feel like it's very important to kind of figure out at some point what you want to do. And I get it. Like, some people are like, I don't want to work at all. I get that. Like, honestly, it sucks. It sucks that you have to work and work and work and work to live. But depending everything on a man and, you know, depending on them to stay with you forever and never. And it's like, what if they cheat on you? What if they start to abuse you? What if, like, any of this stuff could happen, and then you're stuck in a relationship because you have nothing to fall back on. And that's the problem. If you choose that once you have kids, you just want to take care of them and stay home and have no job, and just have if your husband makes that much money where you can afford to only have one income, then that's your choice. But I'm just saying that it should not be a generational thing again, because we're going to go right back to the time where women were barely in any work fields, and they had no income of their own, and they had no education, they had nothing, and we can't let that happen again. So I really hope more people choose to, you know, kind of like go after a career that they're passionate about, or at least just enjoy doing, you know. Trust me, all right? Like, I get it. Like, people don't want to work, okay? Like, I wish I was a woodland creature and I could just live in a forest and be around flowers and eat berries, okay? Like, we all want to do that, but unfortunately that is not how life is. And that's why I'm trying so hard to get through school, because I want to be able to make an income of my own. I never want a man to look at me and say, you only have everything that you have because of me. Like, that would piss me the fuck off. Like, and maybe it's an ego thing, but it's just, I never want a man to think that it's only because of him that I have everything that I have. that's not the life I want to live. I want to be able to, you know, if something in a relationship happens where I need to leave, I want to be able to leave and still, you know, not end up homeless. You know, like, I want to have a career and money and income and whatever. I never wanted to get to that point where I'm stuck with somebody I'm miserable with because I am depending on them for everything. I just do not think that's a good idea. And I know that's the, again, TikTok is kind of like, oh, like, you know, you should just stay home and do nothing. And while your man works and he gives you money to go shopping. And it's like, again, this is a lifestyle that the rich girls that have been rich their entire lives, like, that is what they're trying to sell to you. It is not realistic at all. It is not realistic. A lot of men who are rich or have successful careers, they don't exactly look at women who are uneducated or don't come from money. They don't really look at them as people. Now, if you're one of the women who come from a rich family and you got a trust fund and you come from wealth and privilege and you didn't go to school, then honestly, yeah, they might be like, yeah, you know what? That's fine. And if you went to college, they might even look at you better. But that's the thing is, you know, usually birds of a feather flock together. And I say that because a lot of those rich guys look for rich girls. They look for women who come from privilege and wealth. They are not looking for some, you know, random broke girl that does not come from money. They're, you know, most of the time they're not looking for that. No, they don't want me. I don't come from generational wealth. I don't come from any of that. And honestly, I'm going to be honest, I don't give a shit about money when it comes to dating. That's just me personally. So I don't really care that rich guys don't want me. I do not give a shit. But a lot of them go after women who come from that. So if you are somebody who does not come from money, who does not come from wealth or, you know, whatever, you don't come from nepotism or any of that, and you think that not getting a job and not going to school and just waiting around for a rich man to pick you up, that is most likely not going to happen. That is not realistic. Just the fact that Gen Z is fucking up real bad. They are falling into the trap of, you know, fascism and conservatism, all of that stuff, they are falling into the trap of. And they're believing this propaganda and they're taking it in and they're letting it kind of like decide their fate. Anyone who genuinely thinks that, you know, fucking Trump was gonna help them, that is the, I mean, it's just kind of like, I don't feel bad for you at this point for whatever happens to you, because this is what you voted for. I knew that it was just going to get bad and no one cared. No one wanted to believe it. They want to live in this weird fantasy MAGA world. That's not real, because guess what? He does not want to help you. He is only here for the billionaires, the white male billionaires. That's it. Honestly, if something happened to them, he wouldn't give a shit because he doesn't care about anybody but himself. That's just the reality. And it's sad seeing so many young people fall into that. Like, so many young girls unfollowed me because I said, if you support Trump, unfollow me. And I was appalled. I thought, like, it would be all, like, the old creepy men. Like, I thought they were the ones that were going to unfollow. And no, it was the young Gen Z girls, which is sickening. And that's another thing. Let me try to touch base on that. I'm talking about, like, a million things at once, guys. I'm sorry. I just have a lot to say. But basically, like, a lot of girls are letting their boyfriends dictate their beliefs. And I think that is bad. That is not something that should be happening. A lot of girls change their political beliefs or just their values because they want their boyfriend to like them. Like, no. Oh, you know what? He's right. Like, he's, like, really stupid and uneducated, but it's okay. Like, and here's the thing is, when I was hearing that guy that ended up obviously ending it with last year, not even last year, like a few months ago, whatever, when he was going on this like fucking rant about how he thinks he's smarter and better because he's conservative, everything he was saying was wrong. It wasn't factual. It was just weird, made up nonsense from Fox News, which Fox News is, again, basically it should just be seen as satire. It's not real. They're not educated. These men don't know what they're talking about. They use big words, and some of these words don't even exist. They're just making up words to look smart, and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They've never obviously taken an economics class. They've never taken a history class. They are just spewing shit that they hear from Fox News or from Joe Rogan or Andrew Tate, whatever the fuck. That's what's happening. That is exactly what's happening. So that's why it's like, these girls are just kind of like, oh, well, my boyfriend says he's good for the economy, so I believe him. Like, no. Like, you need to stand the fuck up. You need to stand up. Like, here's the thing, is if we just keep giving into these conservative men, and just like, you know what, whatever you say, like, that's bad. That should not be happening. You need to stand up to them. I'm sorry to say. And let me tell you, it's not easy. There's a lot of guys I see on, like, the dating apps, and I'll see, like, the most gorgeous man, and then it says conservative, and I'm like, yeah, fuck no. Like, I'm a press X. No, thank you. I've rejected a lot of guys in my likes that were pretty good looking, but if they had conservative, I said no. And it's not an easy choice, because trust me, it's slim pickings out here. Like, Rhode Island, not many attractive men. I'm telling you that right now. Like, at least men that I find attractive, there's none around. Everywhere I go, it's, like, there's a reason I can't find any guy at all. So rejecting guys solely because of their political, you know, beliefs might seem hard when there's not many options around you, but it's something that needs to be done, because these men think that, oh, well, you know, I can manipulate and kind of like, you know, get these girls to believe everything I say, and I have the power. No, they shouldn't have the power. I'm sorry. That shouldn't be happening. We have to kind of like shut these men down. We should not be letting them get away with that. Because this whole new generation of conservative guys, I think they're alpha men and they listen to Joe Rogan. Like, no, we got to get rid of them. I'm sorry. that needs to go. That needs to go real soon. We should not be paying them any attention or mind, at all. And it's funny because these men like drag liberal, like we hate the liberals, blah, blah. Yet why are they always coming for the liberal women? It's just, because they want to change your mind. And a lot of you are letting them. You're letting them take away your values and your beliefs and brainwash you because, oh, well, you know, I really want a boyfriend that bad. No, stand up. Like, fucking stand up. Like, stop. Like, you're making them win. You are letting them win every time. You're like, you know what? Like, yeah, my boyfriend, like, he voted for Trump and he doesn't believe I should have rights. And, you know, he hates minorities and he's racist. But, you know, he's my boyfriend. Like, no. No. Like, just, like, it's just, I, no. Like, don't let that happen. Literally. And a lot, like I said, that guy lied about being liberal to me. And then obviously when he showed his true colors, I was like, fuck no. They're lying. And here's the thing, is you're probably like, well, how do I tell if they're lying or not? It's very hard. First, look up their voter records. I do that all the time. Look up who they're following. Look for all of the far right wing people and stuff like that. Ask them questions that might make them uncomfortable. About things like politics. If they're like, oh, you know, I don't really want to talk about politics, usually that means that they're hiding the fact that they're conservative. And it's sad that we have a big group of men in this generation that are conservative and don't look at women as human beings, and, you know, think that it's funny to make, like, racist, homophobic jokes. I don't like that person. Like, When a man says that he has dark humor, I automatically think, like, this man is obviously, like, fucking insanely racist or homophobic or something. Like, no. Like, they use the word dark humor, but it's like, yeah, no. That's, I know what you're actually talking about. And I think it's sad that it's so hard. It's very rare to find guys that are not like that. And actually, like, believe in human rights and stuff like that. It's not easy, and a man who would call himself a feminist is very hard to find, because, you know, people think feminism is, like, they just think of it like, oh, women not shaving their armpits. Like, that has nothing to fucking do with feminism. It's women having the same, you know, freedoms as men, and they don't. The fact that abortion is illegal in states in this country shows that we are not fully equal at all. And will we ever be? I don't know. It's sad to think about, but I do not think we are. I don't know. I don't want to say we're not heading in a good direction. I want to stay somewhat positive, but I mean, it looks like it's getting really bad, and it's sad to see. But, you know, I think that we need to stop being silent about everything. And we need to talk about this stuff more. Obviously, you know, if you're in a situation where you are, you know, your parents are MAGA and you're stuck living with them, you can't afford to leave, and, you know, you can't cut them off. Like, I understand that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, stop becoming friends with these ultra-conservative people. Stop dating them. That's the biggest thing. Stop dating them. And if you find out they are, then break up with them. I don't care how hard it is. Like, you cannot let these people take over, because it's already taking over this generation. Speak out about things. You know, I understand it's hard. People are scared to post about things that they find important politically online, because they either don't want to get targeted or they don't want to lose followers, whatever. But I think it's important right now, like, in the state we are in right now, it's pretty bad. You know, I just feel like it's important, and I think people need to work on empathy. They need to work on, you know, celebrating differences and diversity, instead of rejecting it, instead of trying to dismantle it. Because here's the thing is, diversity is not this evil, demonic thing that people say it is. That's the thing, is, like, you know, when I think of America, when I think of the country America, you know, United States, whatever, I think of a big diverse group of people. You know, I think of a bunch of people from different countries coming together, you know, and living and trying to live their best life and trying to, you know, kind of build a community. And also all of the MAGA people who say, oh, well, we got to deport people because we're the real Americans, you know, what? The what supremacists, whatever. Native Americans are the real Americans. They are indigenous. They are the original Americans. Native Americans are when I think of real Americans, that's who I think about. Because ultimately, basically, everyone else came here and colonized it. So that argument makes no sense. You know, again, stolen land, kicking people off of stolen land, makes no sense. Deporting people from a country that, again, was stolen land, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And that's what they're trying to make sense of. It's insane. But again, it's sad, because people are like, oh, we got to get rid of, the immigrants are ruining the country. The immigrants are not ruining the country. We need to sit down and think about this. That's another argument I hate hearing people try to make, is that all the criminals in this country are the immigrants. Oh, no, here's the thing, is, like, a lot of these people who are doing school shootings, like the one that just happened, and stuff like that, they are white Republican men. I thought the immigrants were the criminals. No. And I'm not saying there's never been an immigrant that's a criminal. I'm just saying that just because one person committed a crime from a group, a minority group, and blaming the entire group for it is just kind of like, you know, I mean, it's ultimately racist, but no one's doing that to the white Republican men. The guy that just shot up the school, why is nobody demonizing the white Republican men? Oh, because it has nothing to fucking do with crime. And okay, I'm like, this is getting so long. I'm sorry. I just have so much to say. Again, I forgot who it was. Maybe it was Ronald Reagan. I don't know. But during the Civil Rights era, they tried to basically, it's actually crazy because the FBI was originally made as basically a white supremacist group. And the whole cracking down on crime, the thing that Trump is actually doing right now and emulating from the Ronald Reagan era, the uptick of, you know, police and stuff like that, it all has to do with racism. The whole cracking down on crime, they did not care about crime. This was not that. They did that during the Civil Rights era because they wanted to find reasons to basically jail people of color or people who, you know, were a part of the Civil Rights movement, or even mentally ill people or homeless people. And that's exactly what they're doing now. They want to basically get rid of everybody who isn't them. They're deporting people who are literally American citizens. They are citizens. They are deporting citizens because of their skin color. So tell me how that is acceptable. You cannot argue with me. That is unacceptable. They want to get rid of people who disagree with them. And that's the whole thing, is they already did this before. They're just bringing it back in a different way. History has just constantly repeated itself. And unfortunately, we're living in a time where the worst part is being repeated again. But, you know, this fight on, again, also another group they're trying to demonize are the LGBTQ+ community. You know, they're trying to say that, oh, transgender people are, you know, they're evil, they're destroying everything, they're gonna sneak up on you in the bathroom. That is not something that happens. I can tell you right now, that is not a thing that is an issue at all. At all. Okay? We have an administration right now full of rapists. And they're trying to deflect and tell you that transgender people are the ones you have to worry about, when in reality, they're the ones you have to worry about. Again, another war on a minority group is they're trying to say that transgender people or drag queens or gay people, they're trying to, you know, brainwash your children. Like, no, that's not a thing that's happening. That is not a thing that's happening. And they're trying to think, like, again, all they talk about is, oh, we must get rid of transgender people in sports. Like, it's all stuff that they're just creating to demonize minority groups so that all the hatred is pushed upon those people that they don't want around. Because again, that's white supremacy, is they want to just have white straight men take over the country ultimately and basically be a majority of the country. They see anybody who is different from them as a threat. So yeah, which that's another sad thing, is the, you know, attack. And again, like, it's just crazy how, you know, drag queens are something that is being, like, you know, targeted, like, oh, you know, they're you know, doing horrible things. There's nothing happening. They're like, drag queens are not doing anything bad. Like, you're making this up. It is all propaganda to direct hate to that community. You know, it's insane. It's just kind of like, again, the whole lie that Trump made up that they're doing sex change operations in schools. Now, you, a normal person may think, like, that is insane. That's not something that happens. Obviously, we know that's not true. I kid you not when I tell you that I had a coworker tell me that that was an issue she was scared about. I literally thought she was kidding. I was trying so hard not to fucking laugh. And I was like, that is not happening. That is not a real thing. She's like, no, I'm so scared because my son's going to come back as a female and they're doing sex change operations in school. They can't even afford school lunch in these schools. And you think that they're doing operations during school hours? Like, I just can't believe the words that come out of these people's mouths. I'm sorry. It is so insane to me. How stupid can you be to believe such insanity? Like, you would think, like, there's no one in real life that believes that. Well, I met somebody who genuinely believes that. It is insane to say, but it's something people believe, unfortunately. People will believe anything Trump says. It's a cult. Whether people want to say it or not, it's a cult. Just like Charles Manson. Basically, he formed a cult of people who worshipped him like a god and did everything that he wanted for them. And, oh, does that sound familiar? January 6th, where they literally, all his supporters came to the Capitol to wreak havoc and they wanted to kill Mike Pence? Like, they were planning on hanging him. Like, this is something that, again, only happens in cults. And I mean, I've never seen a cult like this before, other than, I guess, the Charles Manson cult. It's pretty insane. It's terrifying, but it's real life, and that's what's happening right now. I never thought I'd have to live through this, but unfortunately, that's what I'm living through. That's what we're all living through right now. So to end this off, it's a long, long episode. Hopefully you guys aren't already like asleep by now, but what I want to say is, do not give in to the propaganda of fascism and conservatism. Do not give in to it. Seriously, Gen Z, I mean, this goes for any generation, but Gen Z is my issue right now, because you guys, I'm disappointed. I really am disappointed right now in what this generation has become. It's sad, it's depressing, and I did not expect it at all to happen. Don't think I have no voice, like I'm just a no, like, you have a voice, like, trust me. Things need to be done, and things need to be changed, and, we need to move towards, let's have a trend of empathy. And let's maybe trend on, you know, being woke again. Like, I know everyone hates that word, but seriously, like, people are like, oh my god, in like 2020 I was so cringy and woke. Like, I don't think that that should be seen as something that's cringy. I think that we should celebrate diversity, and we should kind of mind our own business, all right? Like, if abortion bothers you, then don't get one. Don't take away other people's, you know, rights, or shame them because they want one. Or gay marriage. You don't have to marry someone the same gender as you. You don't have to if you don't want to, but that's a choice. And people should have the choice to marry who they want, because why shouldn't they? If you really think about it, why shouldn't they? Just because of your religious beliefs doesn't mean that that should impact other people in their lives. If you really think about it, it's like, why are you letting your own religious beliefs control other people? Stop with the normalization of sexist jokes or racist jokes or homophobic jokes. Like, just stop with all of it. Like, I just feel like we need to go back to becoming a more progressive society, and, you know, maybe watch some, I think maybe, like, watch more speeches from, like, Bernie Sanders or AOC. They're very well-spoken, and they talk about things that are important and how progressiveness is something that is needed in society. Because I kid you not, in history, every time we finally had progressiveness take over, everything went better. We need to kind of get back to that, because a society will never stay stable under racism and sexism and homophobia and, you know, just hate. Hate never, it shouldn't win. And the hatred towards minorities, it's just going to destroy society. And it shouldn't be a life that we live. And it shouldn't be ideologies that are, you know, so heavily increased in society. Fascism is never good. It's never good. No matter what you say, it is not a good thing. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not the best at speaking. I'm going to be honest. Like, there's so many things I want to say, but I cannot put it into words that I'm trying to explain. Man, maybe watch like Sesame Street. Like, honestly, this generation is honestly just so mean. Like, maybe watch that. Maybe like shit. Honestly, maybe it will help. I don't know. But all I have to say is just think about it. Like, maybe I can get through to some people. Maybe, possibly, I can get through to some people about this stuff. I just think that, again, none of this should be happening. It really shouldn't. And I really hope that things get better. And maybe if we keep protesting and we keep fighting for rights that we should have and freedoms we should have, you know, maybe something will change. Maybe it will get better. I don't know. I'm terrified for the future. I'm going to be honest. I'm terrified. I don't want to lose my reproductive rights. I don't want to lose my choice to never have children. I don't want them. I will be miserable. I will just honestly probably jump off a cliff if that ever happened to me and I was forced into it. My ass would be dead too. So, I don't want to lose my choice of living the life that I want. And if you want to be a trad wife, if you want to have a million kids, go ahead. But the fact that you have the choice to do that, that is feminism. Whether you want to believe it or not, us having the choice to choose the life that we want to have is feminism. And that's why we need feminism. And I don't want to live the same life as you if you want that. And there's nothing wrong with you wanting that life, but I don't want it. So why should I be forced to live the life that you want? That doesn't make any sense, essentially. It doesn't make any sense. Men are able to choose. Guess what? They knock somebody up, they get to leave. Doesn't fucking matter. They don't have to have any responsibility. They don't have to go through the pregnancy. They don't have to put their body through trauma. So why should women be punished? Like, that's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, well, maybe if you closed your legs. I hate that fucking argument because it's like, okay, so men are allowed to have sex and enjoy their life, but women should just never have sex and, you know, only wait until they're married and only have sex if they want kids, and they should just be basically like deprived and not enjoy anything in life while men get to? Like, how does that make sense? I just don't like this whole like purity, like Christian kind of mindset to take over. Church and state should stay separated. I don't care how religious you are, it should be separated, okay? If you want to have, you know, you want to wait till marriage, and if you think you should only have sex to have kids, then that's you. You have the choice to choose that, but people who don't want that should have the choice to choose the, you know, life that they want. And that's what I'm basically saying, but that's what's happening. A lot of women are dying because even women who want kids are getting pregnant, having complications, and they're like, oh, well, we can't give you an abortion, so guess you're gonna die. Like, how is that fair? So you're basically even letting women who want children, you're letting them die because you won't give them the care that they need to survive. Like, how does that make, that's not pro-life. And even the fact that they want to get rid of gay marriage. I remember the day it was legalized, actually. And it was such a nice celebration that day. I remember seeing on the news, like, everyone having parades and everyone just so full of joy. And I thought, like, at that moment, like, maybe we're getting to a more progressive time period. And then it just all went to hell. And it was really sad because it was so nice seeing like all these gay couples be like, oh, you know, we can finally get married. We're seeing, you know, step up. But unfortunately, they want to take that away just because they don't agree with them. And it's sad. It really is. And again, I keep going on. I'm so sorry. This is like the longest podcast ever. I'm so sorry. But it's just kind of like, you know, the whole, it doesn't affect me, so why should I care? The whole mindset Gen Z has like that is toxic, and it is destructive. Essentially, it's destructive. You should care about the lives of other people. And also, it will affect you. Just because you're white, straight, man, whatever, like, it will end up affecting you, whether you like it or not. You can say it won't affect you, but with the shit happening now, especially with the economy that you care so deeply about, it's gonna affect you bad. So anyway, saying that you don't care about people getting deported, or you don't care about LGBTQ plus rights, you don't care about women's rights, you don't care about racism, you don't care about this stuff because it doesn't affect you, that's a toxic mindset. And it's a gross mindset, because you should care about the lives of innocent people that, you know, their rights and freedoms are being taken away. It's sad. I care about those people. I feel horrible for the families being torn apart by ICE and being deported to prisons in different countries that they aren't even from, because most of them are US citizens. And even if they weren't, even if they aren't legal citizens, it's like they're not even deporting anyone who's like a criminal. They're just deporting innocent families who just came here to have a life and to create a life that they want. And the fact that people are so angry about that, they're so angry about just immigrants living here and trying to make a living and working jobs that, you know, a lot of people are too lazy to work, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know how that affects you. I don't know why you're so mad about that and you're so happy that they're being deported. It's sick. It's disgusting that people are happy about that. It's very sad. And, you know, I have a lot of friends who come from immigrant families or are immigrants themselves. And I have a lot of friends that are a part of the LGBTQ community. I have a lot of transgender friends. I've had them. And it just breaks my heart knowing that people demonize them and see them as just something that should be, you know, a bot, like just taken away and put away somewhere. It's just sad, because they are the kindest people I have ever known, the most loving people I have ever known. And it doesn't take much to care about other people. I'm just going to stop at that. Is, you know, it's not hard to be a good person. It's not hard to stop bullying people and to stop being just a bad person. It takes a lot of energy. I don't know. Maybe I'll get through to someone, maybe I won't, but we need to be a more progressive generation, because if we're not, then we're going to fall right back into that trap. And we can't let that happen. We cannot let white supremacy take over. We cannot let fascism take over. We can't let that shit take over, okay? So that's what I have to say. Gen Z has a problem, and y'all need to solve it. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to this long-ass episode. I'll try to make more. So yeah, thanks for listening, and goodbye.